Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, welcome to our final segment here on Circles of Change. And to that news break, remember, Tuesday, get out and vote. It makes a difference. It does indeed. Welcome to the show, Diana McPhail, here in the studio. How are you this morning, Diana?
I'm wonderful, Zara. Well, it's great to be back with you.
It seems like yesterday, and it was actually January 2011 that you were with me, so it's almost been 2 years.
It's almost been 2 years. I think it was New Year's Eve or New Year's Day.
Exactly, when you came on. And so we've got a lot of ground to catch our listeners up with. Let me introduce Diana. She's an intuitive healer of horses, animals, and people. In fact, you're going to hear about that additional dimension in her show discussion here today. She's a former advertising leader, an over 20-year breast cancer survivor, and author of the autobiographical book On the Right Lead, Intuition and Coincidences, How the Mind and Body Affect One Another. Diana is certified in the Animal Bowen Healing Methodologies, which were developed in Australia, specializing in trauma release. She's gifted to work in particular with and through horses via mind connection at a distance, she calls, being invited as a partner to be part of a healing miracles. Today, she's also involved in equine retreats. In addition to expanding and sharing her knowledge and application of Eastern medicine and intuition, as an author, conference speaker, consultant, and coach. Diana is based in Scottsdale, Arizona. She has clients all across the United States. And as a breast cancer survivor, she was actually encouraged by surgeons and physicians to now write a second book on the reconstructive process for breast cancer survivors, and it's called Flying Backwards. So I think you're always one who's flying forwards, but I know it's been quite a trip for the last 2 years.
It has, and the reason I named this book Flying Backwards is, unfortunately the listeners can't see the cover, but it's actually a hummingbird, and that's one of the few birds that actually can fly backwards.
Okay.
So no matter what has gone on with our body and whatever we have survived, I think we can still circle back, as you want to say.
Sure.
And we can retrace our steps and make things right for us emotionally and physically.
And in fact, that's much of what you do with animals as a healer, isn't it? Is to allow a safe way in which they can get back in touch and then let go of those trauma.
Yeah, in particular, down here, so listeners can relate, down in this area, working with the rescue, one in particular in Hereford called Horsin' Around, and what they do is they rescue horses that have been injured really badly, people maybe can't feed them, whatever it might be, and they are physically, you know, very hurt. And we can get the groceries in them. We can get them back up to snuff physically, but that other pain needs to come out. So what I pride myself in is through the Bowen, being able to help them into physical balance. But during that process, I teach people how to release the trauma, because every cell of our body, wherever it's been injured, it will have a connection with the mind. And so I have integrated Eastern medicine to teach people how to do that. And it's just simple placements of the hands on the body and giving the animal a chance to release it. And when they do, their body will sort of shake and quiver. And wherever that spot on their body that needs the physical attention, they will just intuitively tell me where to put my hands. I don't know how it works. Everyone goes, tell me how it works. I go, I don't know. I was just born just knowing where to put them.
And of course, again, we captured this in the first podcast as you did that, is that I, of course, had the pleasure to observe you doing that with our horse in connection with my husband and also both of our dogs at the time.
Yeah.
And so to watch our, in particular our golden retriever who we had adopted from a puppy mill scenario.
Yeah.
Literally, if dogs could cry, she was crying.
Oh, I remember that session, and I got to tell you, it's hard to keep from getting emotional when I think about that, because I was working with your husband, Ted, and, I was helping her physically, but then she just kept putting her head down and trying to bury it sort of in your husband's, legs, sort of like lap, yes, and sort of like saying, I feel so much shame. I feel so much shame. And I just said, Ted, I know what we need to do. I need you to pick her up and hold her and cradle her and love her for who she is instead of a puppy mill dog.
Yeah.
And that was a turning point for her.
And so to see that kind of experience that you share with your clients and their animals across the country is remarkable.
Yes.
Now, I know also the Flying Backwards book that you've done and your own journey of recovery is also a big part of your own life, but that here recently you've been asked or invited or you've found yourself offering this kind of connection for people that are suffering from spinal cord injuries.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It was 3 years ago outside of Detroit. I was actually doing an equine expo. And this one woman just kept sort of coming back around. She'd watch my demos. Then she'd stand back and sort of stare at me. And I thought, whoa, what's going on with her?
Mm-hmm.
Well, eventually she approached me and we talked. And she said, I have two horses, Tommy and Rocky. And I really would like you to help me with them. So I did. And, in the course of all that, 6-7 months, seeing her once a month, we became friends. And then one day she sort of sat me down and she said, I have a different challenge for you now. And I love challenges. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get bored so easy. And I go, what would that be? And she said, I need you to come with me and visit my son. And I thought, well, that won't be so hard. What's so hard about that?
Right.
And she said, well, he's a quadriplegic. And he, at the time, he was 19 years out. So I've known them for a couple years. And she said, I think you can help him. And I said, well, I like working on animals.
That's right.
She goes, no, you're going to come meet my son, Justin. So I'm like, okay. And I was honestly more afraid of what my emotional response mm-hmm. would be seeing him, because at the time he was 36. And being a mother, I could obviously relate to how would I feel if that was my son. Long story short, when I first met him, his head was, I don't know how many degrees over to the side. After the first session, his head was almost virtually straight. So now we fast forward almost a year that I've been working with him, and he is now in the walking machine. He has use of his left arm that he could not, and that is just doing the releases and doing the Bowen therapy, the Bowen from Australia. But then that has moved me into another area, mm-hmm. which is interesting to think about the crossover between the horses, working with a equine dentist down here in the Tucson area. We've establish a new paradigm in actual healing, not masking, actually healing the horses, and it has to do with the proprioception on their hooves and getting that message to go back up to the brain. And so I started correlating the two, and I asked Justin, I said, would you be willing to go barefoot? And he goes, oh, that's big no-no. We need the support. And they wear these clunky shoes. And I go, please, please. So he went to the rehab place that's called Walk the Line that I'm now part of. And when he did that, he said it was like a psychedelic experience, because once his feet actually touched the ground, it the rush of all the sensory. And it freaked him out the first time. Second time, he said it hardly lasted. and the changes in him have been tremendous.
So back to the reference, if we could start here with working with an equine dentist, and the two collaborating, is how much is connected between the teeth and the hooves. And I think I think the dentist is Phil.
Yeah.
Cliff,
yeah.
Of course, who has worked on our horse Chappie. Worked with our horse Chappie as well.
Right.
And it actually was Phil who diagnosed a problem that Chappie had with one of his hooves based on checking out his teeth.
It is so interesting. This December, there'll be an article on Phil and myself and a holistic vet, Barb Truex, down here out of Tucson. And it's what we call our new paradigm in actually healing horses. And the article is about a horse from Vail. And Hershey came to me through a rescue. She was looking for a place to bury him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know. I'm not accustomed to helping with this. I like to sort of think on a more positive note. And she said, please come out. But he has either EPM or wobblers, or he has all this stuff. And I looked at him and I go, he has none of this. So let's try. I can't guarantee anything. So I treated him a couple times, and that's when Phil needs to come in, because if my sessions are always regressing to the exact same shoulder,
mm-hmm.
or the back hock, the exact same one over and over, I know it's time to bring the professional dentist in. And so what Phil does is he will actually blindfold, so to speak, the horse. And if it will not walk, it's because something in the mouth is interfering with the proprioception to the ground, because they won't do one step forward if they can't see where they're going, and they should not be using their eyes. So one little tweak of Hershey's tooth, boom. And he was walking with a blindfold all over the place, and it's held.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, how oftentimes, I mean, again, your reference earlier of your studies and your abilities in Eastern medicine, one of them is, of course, the whole foot massage, and how all the human organs are in some way connected with our feet.
Right.
And that an appropriate connection with our feet, you can imagine then the horses that are these multi-thousand-pound beings on these four little spindly legs,
yeah.
how those all connected.
That's right. And you can actually see, just by releasing some of the sesamoidal fluid that's down near the bulbs of their feet, and you can actually experience watching that travel up the leg, go up through the withers, and down the back. And, I mean, just like we have injected something, and that releases I guess I would call that lubrication mm-hmm. for the joints. And when that happens, it's like, wow, we don't have to be giving injections. We can do this ourselves. And that is where people either stick it out with me or they run the other way, because I go, now it's your turn to take responsibility.
Yeah, I was going to say, so that really is your role, as you mentioned earlier, that you work with your clients and their animals, but your job is really to teach the owners.
To
make it a sustainable.
Yes, they can. They can relax their own horse. There's a lot of things that they can do. Like a horse I met yesterday in Mesa, I had only worked on it once before, and it started regressing. And long story short, it was a horse that had scars down near the pasterns of the feet. I said, you need to now take flax oil. We need to sweat the scarring out. We need to start getting movement down there. And she goes, well, nobody ever told me that. And I go, and also his teeth aren't right. And we're going to have to figure that out, but let's do one piece of the puzzle at a time.
Exactly, so you can isolate it. For those of you just tuned in, we're speaking with Diana McPhail, and you can learn more about Diana's work at www.healingspirit.info, and she can be reached at area code 231-482-5421 and 492-5421. Diana, when she was first on our show, was based out in the Midwest, and now she's here in Arizona, but I know your work takes you hither and non. In fact, if you aren't here in Tucson, you're Prescott, Las Vegas, you name it, always on the road. opportunity you have to stay current in your skills and to find the time to replenish, Diana, because so much of this type of healing, I have to imagine, is totally exhausting for you.
It's totally exhausting. Yeah. Number one is, I wish I had a jet.
All right, because, we can see what we can do about that.
Okay.
All right, but put it on the, that's on the bucket list, on the Christmas list.
But, you know, mostly I spend so much time driving because I go to, you know, most of the centers. But every new geographical area I go, I meet somebody and I learn about a new supplement or a new way to heal. But it is excruciating. It's emotionally very difficult, as well as physical. But, hey, I can do 12, 13 horses a day, so that makes me feel good.
Oh, my goodness.
Not bad for an old lady.
This is not an old lady, folks. She's fooling us on this one. The your connection with the dentist, then, was that something you just stumbled into, or had you had that knowledge for quite some time?
I knew about this from a client of mine in Chicago with humans, and I have an entire okay. book on that. Never had time to learn it or address it. Carried it to and fro. Oh, I'll one day start tackling this. And actually, it's from the University of Colorado. So I knew it was credible. I could not wait, but it didn't happen. Phil just sort of sought me. He sort of, I don't know if it was through you and Ted.
He had watched you operate, too.
Yeah, and then he came and sort of said, well, let's do a horse together. And we just commiserated, and it was a match.
It was. You know, on the human side of things, of course, if you looked at the surveys that have done over the years of what people are most afraid of, is that actually on the list, people are more afraid of going to their dentist or speaking in public than they are of dying. So there is a human tendency and an aversion for going to the dentist.
Yes.
I know some people who have indeed finally addressed getting that root canal fixed and how their entire life changed as a result of it.
Yes.
They had no idea how just incurring that chronic pain that was surrounded with the fear of the dentist, and I really have high regard for our dentists who are listening in, by the way, mm-hmm. as a profession, but that there's that connectivity for humans just as much as there are for animals and horses. I'm, of course, Dr. Aronson, who precedes me, Dr. Randy, is that's one of the first things I look at for dogs, is
right.
what about the health of the teeth?
Yeah, actually, Hershey's owner here over in Vail has a dog that's now in with Randy's practice, and it's very interesting. I said, I think this dog has an abscess. I think, you know, but it's 18. What are we going to do?
18 years old. Mom.
18 years old, and they have been able to keep it at bay and stuff, but you should see her eat. You should see her move around between the Bowen and getting rid of the infection. I mean, this is a brand new dog at 18.
At 18.
Yeah.
My goodness. That's longevity.
That's longevity.
That's longevity.
Yeah.
On your website, you have a photograph of yourself and your wonderful horse. We might want to spend a couple moments and tell us about that special soulmate of yours.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. And I got tears from her on that one. But I know the connectivity that you have, those of you that are healers, not just with other people's animals, but how they travel with us all, don't they?
They do. His name is Rusek. He's a Polish Arab. He turned 28 this year.
Oh, happy birthday.
I know. He's wonderful. And he's taught me everything. I mean, I carry my medicine pouch with one of the nails from his shoes before I took him off for the last time when I knew I wouldn't ride him again. And he's been the inspiration. I would not have learned Bowen therapy if it was not for him, because he had a serious injury, and the vet said, you will never ride again. And I said, oh, yes, I will.
Yes, I will.
They said, find some voodoo. I said, I will. And I did.
And that's how you got the pursuit then to study in Australia with the Bowen.
Yes. Yes. So I ended up riding him an extra 8 years.
And you know, I think Diana, you're the type of person that someone says you can't do that, and you're going to go directly the opposite direction. Is it? No, that's not true.
That's right.
And you know, you look at again, the whole journey you've been on now as a breast cancer survivor in 21 years, and how you turned your energy towards designing a camisole and putting it in production. You know that you've turned to it and exposed your own journey through your memoir.
Right.
That this idea of giving it forward, that it's brought you into new places in your life.
It has. It's helped me retrace my steps and to actually heal myself. And I think that's a great gift to be able to help others with that. It's not a job. It's a genuine love for people, and I don't like to have anybody or anything suffer.
Suffer. That's right. In fact, I think I recall that you realized you had this gift because you helped a bird when you were younger. Was that not the story?
Little blue jay.
Little blue jay.
When I was 3 years old, my mom said, "Oh no, he's okay." And I said, "Absolutely not." And I do describe it in my book. He got better and I finally had to let him go. And so my logo is a blue jay feather.
Yeah.
And that's what Healing Spirit is about.
It's all about. We've been speaking with Diana McPhail. Her organization, again, is healingspirit.info, I-N-F-O. You can reach her here in, actually, anywhere in the country. It's 231-492-5421. Diana, how is it, you know, you've helped so many animals and their owners get reconnected. How do you think you've changed by helping other people change?
That's very interesting. I've gone from no self-esteem to self-esteem, truthfully. It has made me feel better about myself by healing and helping others.
So in that regard, that's something that is your life quest and will continue to be so, won't it?
Yeah, no matter how old I am, I want to be out in the field.
I'd love that. Out in the field, both physically and literally, exactly. That's
yes,
right.
I do.
And I know you already said you're on your quick way after you've done this show with us to line up. We've got 6 clients already booked in for this afternoon, a dog and 4 horses.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're lady on the go, so I really appreciate you taking the time to swing by and join us here in the studio.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
My pleasure. Exactly.
Thank you
so much for joining us.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.